the gifts of Jesus is hospitality.
其中, 就是热情待人,
you just know how to take care, make people feel comfortable, feed them, love them through the hospitality. You may not be able to sing or speak, or, but you're a good cook. And you can really be someone that people say, oh, I just love to visit them.
也许你没有, 很好的嗓音, 你也不是一个, 很会讲道的人, 但是如果你有这样子的热心, 你愿意去接待, 去看顾, 去招待别人, 去为别人做饭, 你也可以使用这项恩赐来服侍神。
There are gifts that he gives us to comfort people.
也有, 这种安慰鼓励的恩赐。
He'll give us gifts of discernment.
Somehow,
though, with there's something that's going to, that something is in discerning, that there's something that may be happening, or this is what's wrong with this person.
他能分辨出来, 这个人是不是有什么不舒服, 或者说能分辨诸灵。
But you know, when I think, when we get a gift, the gift is just the gift. But then when we begin to use it, it begins to expand. It begins to grow more, what shall I say, more rich. And it begins to build, and we become better at it.
所以当我想到礼物的时候, 或者说恩赐的时候, 我们如果得到这样子的恩赐是很好, 但是我们要使用它, 才能使这个恩赐的力量越来越大, 然后我们这个, 恩赐的能力才能变得更加的丰盛, 丰满。
Many times God has helped me to discern things. But you know, I watch people. I don't care what they're wearing. I don't care if they're rich or poor, but I watch their expressions, I watch their body language, and it makes me understand there's something there that people needs right now, or needs.
神给我这种分辨的能力, 让我能够经常的在看到别人的时候, 我不是看他穿的什么, 或者带着什么, 而是看他的肢体, 或者他的表情, 然后能够分辨出他现在需要什么。
So as we find and discovering the guidance of the Lord through our abilities and what we can do for Him, the gifts that He gives us, we see that we're following what God has made us for.
所以当我们通过使用我们的恩赐服侍神来找到神对我们的引导的时候, 我们就能慢慢地看到神造我们到底是为了什么。
I do thank that person. Last week we talked about doing things for the Lord. And someone decorated the bathroom, the women's bathroom. They put flowers there. They've been there a few weeks?
Yeah, I asked my
dad. Oh, I don't know. But anyhow, it was decorated this last week, wherever it came from. But you know, what we're saying here is that you need guidance of the Holy Spirit to show you what your gift is.
我不知道是什么时候 我们之前提到说为神做工, 然后我最近就看到我们这个女士的卫生间 被装饰了有很多的鲜花, 我不知道是谁做, 但是让我想到说, 当我们要寻找, 找到神的引导的时候, 其中一个方法, 我们就是用我们的恩赐。
You know, one of them is gift of translation. He said he would give the one gift of, one of them the ability to speak a foreign language, another to give the gift of translation.
所以, 圣经中也说到了, 有人有说方言的, 恩赐, 有人有翻方言的恩赐。
And you know what I've found through these years, and I've had a translator for umpteen years, but I've found out this, that there are people who know the English language, and they can get up and say what you've said word by word, but there is no Spirit of God in it. And then someone else will get up, and as they speak, you can sense the Spirit of God in them. There are those that God gives to the gift for His work, even of translation.
我在这么多年中我接触过了很多的翻译, 有的时候我知道他的翻译的能力很强, 他对英文很了解, 他能逐字逐句地说出来我想说的话, 但是, 我没有感觉到圣灵的工作, 但是有的翻译当他讲话的时候, 我能感觉到圣灵在当中做工, 是神在做他的工。
Another one is understanding. You'll notice that that's what we need to ask God for. Give us the gift of understanding.
另外一个我们看到的就是理解, 我们需要向神来祷告, 让神给我们这样子的理解能力。
People can live together and never understand each other.
很多时候人们住在一起, 却从来都不彼此理解。
And when you need something, Lord, I need a gift of, I need you to help me to understand what this situation is and how do I face it. But a lot of us never bother with that until we make our decision and get ourselves in trouble.
很多时候有些人会来寻求神，求神来帮助我们明白我们到底处在怎样的境遇中，但也有很多人他们只是就是按着自己的意思做了决定，然后等到陷入困难或者不好的境遇之后才会想到，哦，我没有来寻求神。
You see, many times we may mouth, oh Lord, I need some understanding, but it isn't truly from the heart. God knows when it's real. God knows when you're actually wanting it. You see, I do want, no,In there is your desire to do. Just a little bit maybe, but it grows and I want to do this, Lord. And so we think that he's giving us the guidance when it's our own desires coming out. But when we want understanding, go before God with sincerity and tell him, I need to understand this.
我们很多时候跟神说我们需要这样子的理解能力，但我们只是嘴上说说而已，我们在心里不是真的这么想的，我们心里其实自己很想要做这件事情，然后一直的说，然后我们觉得那是神的引导，其实那只是我们自己很强的意愿。那要寻求从神而来的引导，让神给我们真正理解能力，我们是要真诚的从心里说，而不只是嘴上，然后对神说，主啊，让我明白。
You see, many of us are very quickly to make our decisions.
让很多人做决定都是很快的。
But as a child of God, if you truly want it to be something that will come from God, we need to take time to clearly discern our decisions and what it's about and what they involve and what will involve me.
作为神的儿女，我们在做决定的时候真的是要来花时间来辨别，来思想这个决定到底意味着什么，包含了什么，是我的意思还是神的意思。
You know, when I was a teenager, and I'm the only one I know to give you illustrations because I don't know about other people, so please forgive me for using myself. But when I was a teenager, I was a Christian, and I liked to get little odd jobs. I wanted to make money.You know, like any young person does here in America. And so babysitting was one of the big things, you know. But I got to thinking about it. I thought, Lord, if I babysit for those children, their parents are going to go to places that I wouldn't go. And I kept thinking about that. And then I thought, you know, I can't do that. And I never babysitted.Now, don't tell me I don't know as a young person how God was able to give me that discernment. But God gave me other things, and I was able to have other jobs to do. But we need to look and see, what is this going to involve? A lot of times people will come and say, can I stay with you? And right away, because you're a nice person, you don't want people to think that you're mean. Oh yes. And then down the road...Oh, why did I ever let them go? Are they ever going to leave? Oh, they're driving me up a wall. Oh, you know?
所以啊、当我是还是一个青少年的时候，在我十几岁的时候，我当时也是已经是一个基督徒了。但作为一个青少年，我就很想要去找各样的工作去挣钱。啊、其中一个我能想到的就是去做这个看顾小孩子的工作。然后我一开始觉得很好，但是我后来就想说啊、主啊，如果我做这个看顾小孩子的工作的话，他们就能去到我所不能去的那些地方。然后我就心里想，后来就决定越来越觉得不要去做这个看顾小孩子的工作。后来呢，神也确实给了我别的工作来做。其实我在这里想说，就是我们要真的学会分辨，有这样子的智慧，知道我们的决定包含的到底是什么。也许你是一个很热心的人，有人过来跟你说，我可以和你住一段时间吗？啊，你会说啊，好啊，没有什么问题，你可以来。但住了一段时间之后，你会发现啊，他怎么还不走啊？他要把我逼疯了啊！我该怎么办？所以，当我们做决定的时候，真的是要花时间来寻求神，从神而来的聪明。
So you see, God really doesn't want us to get into miserable situations. We put ourselves in them.
所以我们看到神其实不想让我们进入那些很凄惨的环境，是我们自己把自己陷入其中。
And sometimes then we blame God.
但我们有时候遇到这样的状况，却来啊，反而来指控神、抱怨神。
I told you the other day about my friend that her husband retired. And he was going, he would walk behind her. She'd turn up the stove, he'd turn it down. She wanted, he would do this. He was driving her crazy.
我之前给大家讲到说我有一个朋友，他先生退休了。然后这个我的朋友不管去哪，他先生都跟在他后面。他把炉子火调开，然后他先生就把火关掉。他把这个打开，然后先生就把它关掉。这件事让他特别的抓狂。
And she comes to me, and she said, "Why did the Lord ever give me this husband?"
所以他来到我的面前跟我说
，I'm very young, I'm about 24.
我当时只有24岁，然后他就来到我的面前，然后就跟我说啊，主为什么要给我一个这样子的丈夫呢
？I said, "Sister Snowberger, God didn't say I do, you did."
但我就跟他说。当婚礼上神没有说我愿意是你自己说的我愿意
I want you to remember every time you say Lord what did you give me this man for remember you said the I do
所以当你每次跟神抱怨说神啊你为什么给我一个这样子的丈夫的时候我希望你能够明白是你自己说了我愿意
You know there are times that God comes to us with impressions If we are impressed well maybe I shouldn't do thatOr maybe I should do this. And the Spirit of God said, try the spirits. But when God gives us an impression, think deeply about that. And because the Word of God tells us, and you'll see it here, it says, quench not the Spirit of God.
所以另外一个就是神会借着各样的感动来引领我们，告诉我们应该做什么或者不应该做什么。经上也记着说你要来试试我。所以当我们有各样的感动的时候，我们要仔细的来思考。就像我们这个单章上写到的，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
When I was in Bible school, I had a young man. We were good friends. They expected us to get married that fall. Spring, I forget. I can't remember now. Anyway, they expected us to get married.
当我在上学的时候，当时有一个弟兄，一个男生，然后我们是很好的朋友，他们都以为我们马上就要结婚了。
There was no reason. He was a handsome young man. He was a Christian. He later became the head of one of the organizations.
看上去一切都很美好，他长得很帅，然后又是一个基督徒，然后后来也成了一个机构的这个主席。
But something happened. I begin to wonder, is this right?I got an impression that maybe this isn't the way God wants me to go.
但是我就突然有这样子的感动说这是对的吗这个是神要让我做的事情吗
So true to my, to the human body, the human mind, the human heart, I began to go and ask people. And I went to the pastor. I said, do you think it's all right if we got married? And he knew the boy and said, oh yes, you're both Christians, you know, you both are da-da-da-da-da-da. And I went from one person to the other. The only one said to me, my cousin, she said, you better love him. But all the rest of them, he's a good man. You should. But something in my heart just couldn't. And so I said something to God. I said, now, Lord, if you don't want me to marry him, you make me dislike him as much as I like him. Well, honey, you better watch what you pray for.
就是
something came over. I couldn't stand him.
就是作为人来说，我当时有这个想法之后，我就开始来问不同的人，看他们是怎么想的。我问了我的牧师，然后牧师说啊，你们两个都是基督徒，都很好，这很合适。我问了各种各样不同的人，大家都说哎很好。只有我的这个表兄弟，然后提出了不同意见。但是我自己心里就有一个。很强的感动就感觉好像有什么东西不太对于是我就跟神祷告说主啊你帮助我让如果你不想让我结婚的话就让我越来越不喜欢这个男生就像我曾经有那么喜欢他一样所以你们最好要注意自己祷告的到底是什么后来就发生了一件事情让我觉得这个男生特别不能忍受
It really got bad. I couldn't even, I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to dear bear. And here we were to be in my cousin's wedding.We were to march down the aisle together.
后来我就越来越不喜欢他，都不想见到他。后来直到我的这个表兄弟他的婚礼上，我们要一起从那个走道上经过。
If I remember rightly, I wouldn't let, I wouldn't take his arm.
如果我没有记错的话，我都当时走的时候不愿意挽着他的手。
And so I went to tell him one, I told him, you know, that, you know, we're finished and so forth. So I came home, and my mother's sitting right at the door. She said to me, "You did it again." I said, "Yes, I did it again." But you see, God had something else for my life.
所以后来我就跟他讲，我说我们就结束，我们就分开吧。 然后当我回到家的时候，我妈妈就坐在门口，然后跟我说， 你又跟人分手了，对吗？
He's given me wonderful ministries. I've been in several families that I've helped them to sort of emotionally raise their children. God's given me a wonderful. I don't miss marriage.
所以虽然我没有结婚，但是我从来不觉得遗憾，因为神在给了我其他各样的事物。比如说我在有些家庭里，我虽然没有亲自的抚养孩子，但是我陪伴着教育这些孩子成长。
But you see, that probably wouldn't even be. You know, if God hadn't given me the impression, I would have probably got married, maybe had lots of trouble. I don't know. I wouldn't have made a good wife. I'll tell you that. I don't like the house. I don't like it. But anyhow, God saved that man.
所以如果不是神当初给我的那个感动的话，我也许就结婚了。但是我知道我肯定不是一个好的妻子，我不喜欢干各样的家务活。所以现在看来，我确实是救了那个男人。
Yeah, so you see, God has a way. There, I was reading about a man that, he's a very famous man, Chamberlain his name was, and he went to Egypt to help those during the war. He was a preacher. He went there to help, but he didn't take his family.
所以神总是有他的办法。我之前读到一个关于一个名人的一个传记，他是一个宣教士去埃及，来帮助当地的人，但他没有带他的家人一起去。
His wife wanted to come, but no, he was too dangerous. But he said, as he prayed about it, God led his heart to say, bring your wife.
所以他本来没有打算带他家人一起去，然后他妻子想跟他去，但他说太危险了，你不要来。然后他就祷告，然后神就对他说，带着你的妻子一起。
And so well, she went. And during that period of time, he would talk to her. She began to take notes of all the things he was saying. And it was later that they became a books that has helped many people. Yeah, you know Oswald Chambers. You know, he writes it. But you see, God knew ahead. He impressed him, yes, bring your family. You know, and it was for the purpose of us, so that we could hear and understand the things that this godly man and God had given him. So you see, impressions, you have to be careful with them. You just have to ask God to show you, wait, see if it keeps on you, and know that it is of God.
所以他最后又带着他的妻子一起去了埃及，然后在那个过程中，他说了很多话，他妻子都记下来，然后就变成了那个很有名的这个结成为主这本书。所以我们看到神的计划其实是我们所不能看到的。他如果没有带他妻子去的话，也没有这样子的书可以来鼓励我们现在的人。所以当神在你心中放下感动的时候，我们真的是要求神向我们启示，让我们知道是不是要等待，是要怎样的进行下一步的决定。
But the problem is sometimes when we get an impression, right away we said, oh, that's the devil. The Lord would want me to enjoy this.
但是很多时候，当我们有这样圣灵感动的时候，我们就会自以为是的说啊，这是从撒旦来的，神是想让我要享受那样子的生活的。
Sometimes we let it cool off until it goes away, the spirit goes away.
有的时候我们甚至就让这个感动慢慢的冷淡下来，我们其实就是让这感动慢慢消退。
You see, we have desires. But when you seek to please Jesus, the Lord, He loves to give us the desires of our heart. I look back at the times when I was young. I was very ambitious. I had all kinds of things I wanted to do. And you know, all but being a lawyer, the Lord let me be. He really did. I wanted to be a principal. I wanted to do this or that. And God allowed me to do those things. God gave me many desires in my heart. This little iPad. You know, I had a big one, but it was heavy to preach with. And I wanted an iPad. And I thought, oh, Lord, I'd love to have an iPad. But when I looked on Amazon, they were just too much for me now, the pay. But you know what? One day, Dorothy brought me a catalog from one of the airlines that we travel on. And I had some thousands of points, and I got in there, and here was an iPad, and I had plenty of points for it. God gave it to me. I don't think it's chance.
所以神给我们每个人有各样的这种意愿，但是当你想要愿意来做合神心意的事情，或者愿意来取悦神的时候，他的意愿就会成为你心里的意愿。其实我很成长的过程中，我有很多各样的我自己的意愿，我的想法，我想要当校长，想要当律师，但是后来神都让我成就了。比如说我这个 iPad， 我当时有一个很厚很大的一个 iPad， 然后拿它讲道很不方便，然后我就很想要一个新的，但是我上网查了又很贵，我买不起，所以之后的某一天师母就拿着那个航空公司的积分，然后告诉他说我们现在飞了这么多，有这么多积分，你可以用来兑换，然后就用积分兑换了这个新的 iPad。 大家看到，其实神愿意让我们有各样子的意愿。
So you see, actually God wants to give us the desires of heart when they're good for us. He loves to bless his children. He loves to give us that grace and strength that we need.
所以神也愿意让我们有各样的意愿他也愿意来祝福他的儿女，然后让我们能看到他的恩典。
And then there are times that we get advice from godly people.
也有很多时候我们会从很多属灵的人身上得到很多的建议，然后让我们能够通过这些建议找到神的引导。
Sometimes you'll hear it through a sermon. Sometimes it'll be a song.But when you want advice, you find someone that you trust and that is godly, because Proverbs tells us, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter days.
有的时候这种建议会来自一篇讲道或者一首诗歌，所以当你要寻求建议的时候，你要去找一个你信任而且是很属灵的人，因为箴言书中说到你要听劝教，受训诲，使你终究有智慧。
You see, God wants us to take advice, godly advice. Sometimes we push it off. But what he'd like us to do is get godly advice, because that truth stays within us. And then he said that you may be wise in your latter days. In other words, all the truth that you've been accumulating, the advice has been so good,then it accumulates, and then when you get older, you're wise enough to help the younger generation.
所以神想让我们听从这些属灵的建议因为当这些建议让我们听到的时候，我们心里的这个真理就会慢慢慢慢的累积，就如经上说的，使你终究有智慧。当你年岁渐长，当你日渐变老的时候，你就有智慧，有能力去帮助那些更年轻的人。
So sometimes we think some things are necessary. We really got to have that.
有些时候我们会有这样子的想法，说哦，这个太必要了，我一定要有它。
You know, but what do you have to put it on? A credit card. What do you have to do? You have to pay it off.
但是我们想，我们很多时候就像划信用卡一样，我们花了钱是要再付回去的。
And some people just keep putting on and putting on.Until they get to the maximum on their credit card.
但是很多人就一直在透支透支，直到他到了这个信用卡的额度。
And they're having financial problems. And they wonder why, oh God, why am I this place? Why, in a sense, why you allowed me to get here? Because we don't evaluate the responsibilities that we have ahead of us.
因为很多人就因为这样子的超支，就陷入了各样的财务的困难，然后就开始问神啊，神啊，你为什么让我们陷入这样子的境遇？其实很多时候是因为我们没有提前来评估我们这些责任或者是义务。
And sometimes you recognize, you know, this isn't, I really shouldn't be doing this, but you know the word of God is strong about that.He said, therefore, he that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him it's sin.
有时候我们会说啊，我好像确实不应该这么做，但我却做了。有时候又应该做却不做。但是神的话对这一点要求其实是很严。他说，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Now, circumstances, God brings circumstances in our life that leads us to what he wants us to do.
另外一个就是环境，神通过各样子的环境引导我们去走他的路。
So we have to recognize that not all doors are opened by God. Some of the, those closed doors may help determine your way, at least for the present.
我们要意识到，不是所有敞开的门都是神为你打开的。有些时候，那些关闭的门能帮助你更好地决定你当下应该怎么走。
Now sometimes we talk ourselves into a new house. We don't have enough room. This one's getting old, having troubles. Let's get a new house.
有的时候我们想着要买一个新房子，因为啊，这个旧房子太小了，没有足够的房间，我们需要一个新的。
And sometimes we think we found a good one.
有时候我们觉得我们找到了一个特别好的。
And we're so thrilled.
然后我们就特别激动，特别兴奋。
And somehow the deal didn't go through.
但是最后却没有能够成交。
You're very disappointed.
然后你觉得特别的失望。
And most of the time we go look for another one, but maybe that's God closing a door so he knows what is going, the burdens it's going to bring you.
有时候你就会可能很快去找另外一个，但是其实那个是神在为你关门，因为他知道啊，你将来会有怎样的负担。
You know, we have to recognize that every choice, though it's not sin, it might not be best for us.
我们必须要意识到，有些东西它也许不是罪，但是却对我们不是最有益处的。
So God needs to illuminate this to our heart.
所以要求神来排除那些阻挡。
Even though all the choices may be permissible, some may not be for the best.
就如圣经上所说的，凡事都可行，但不都是有益处。
So you have to recognize, my friends, that every little thing you want to do is not always the best. I should do like my children because everybody else does, but it's not always best.
所以我的朋友你要意识到每你做的每一件小事你要想它是不是有益处你可能会说啊，我想让我孩子去做这个因为别人都去做但是你要想它是不是真的有益处
You know Darcy's daughter her husband has been having a lot of trouble at Jupiter Hospital in Trequesta And, it used to be one of the very best ones. It was actually Jupiter Isle and the rich people would go there. They don't have any rooms that has two beds in it. So they were an exclusive, but they have gone down and down. And people are giving them money because it's rich people. They're putting in new things, but they don't have enough workers to work them. So her husband works there. He works in the surgery.And he's a good worker, I understand. But they were putting more and more and more on him, you know. And so he thought, what shall I do? And so the Lord opened another job for him. And we find out that the choices that of this hospital he thought was the best, now was, we see that it's not the best.And now God is giving him something better. So sometimes, even though our choices may look good and they look wonderful, but later on they cause us some real grief. So we have to be careful. We have to ask God, do you want me? Should I be? Lord, if you don't want this for me, close the door.
So
this is the way God wants us to live happily. He said, I go to and fro across this earth not to do evil.But to do good. So when we get this idea that we have a God in heaven saying, do you do that and I'll stamp on you, he's not that kind. And particularly to his own children, he loves us. You and I don't even begin to know what love is from that heavenly Father.
所以师母的女婿他之前是在 Jupiter Medical Center 是吗在那个 Jupiter 的那个医院里面工作，当时他们看到那个医院，觉得是一个特别好的，因为有很多有钱人去那里有看病呀，然后有捐很多钱在那里，所以他们就觉得，哎，这个地方很好，这是一个很好的工作，他也是一个很好的工人，不是很好的这个医生。然后后来慢慢的，这个工作就越来越多，越来越多，因为看病的人越来越多，所以他就觉得这个压力越来越大，就在想这是。神为我们所预备的吗？我应该怎么办？针对这个压力，然后后来就看到有一个另外一个地方在招工，所以经过这件事情之后，他们就意识到，很多时候我们觉得看上去是很好的工作或者很好的决定， 但是不一定对我们来说是最有益的。所以当我们做各样子的决定的时候，我们都要很小心，要来问神到底我们应该做怎样的决定是对我们最好的。神不是一个很凶恶的，一天到晚揪着我们的毛病，看到我们犯错误就来鞭打我们、指责我们的，而是他想让我们每天都过很幸福的生活。上帝的这种从天父而来的爱，是我们人所不能够，甚至都不能够想象的。
You know, a man, the word of God tells us in Proverbs, a man's heart devises his own way. That means we take our own path. We do what we think we want to do. We do this, we do that, we change this, we do that. We're doing it from our own desires. But God, he wants to direct our steps. Step by step. He brings in circumstances that brings things together. He brings all types of things into him. He impresses us. He tries very hard to put in our heart the things that are delightful. And he wants us just to trust him. And let me tell you, when you listen to that still small voice, or when you read it in God's word and it goes right to your heart, many times he guides through his word. Things that you've read over and over again, and suddenly you read it and it becomes very real to your heart.
所以在箴言中就说到，人心筹算自己的道路，我们每个人都是想要做自己想做的事情，我要做这个，我要做那个，因为我愿意。但是圣经中也知道，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。其实神对我们的带领就是这样一步一步的，他通过各样的环境，通过他给我们的感动来一步一步的带领我们，而我们要做的就是完全的来信靠顺服他。我们可以通过我们的祷告，我们的读经，来一点点的认识、看到、找到他的引导。很多时候有些经文可能我们一遍一遍一遍都读过很多遍了，但是有时候神就借着这样子的话语，然后让你突然看到那里面的亮光和他的引领。
You know how sometimes our childrenWhen they're young, they're sweet, and even they'll even listen to you sometimes, you know, but when they get a little age on them, and you begin to say, no, you can't do this, get ready for bed, eventually they almost get like they don't hear a thing. And the reality of it is that they're not really hearing you. They've closed you off. And you know, this is what we have to be careful with.That as God guides us, that we don't close him off and get cool and get to the place where you can't recognize his voice. The sheep recognizes his voice. Why? Because they keep close to him. They follow him. They know he's going to give them something to eat. So they're going to keep. It's only that one sheep that wanders off and gets into trouble. So listen, when God talks to you, listen to him.Listen to him, because if you don't, that voice will get more further and further away.
所以我们就看到像你也可能知道，当孩子小的时候他们很可爱很听话，但是当他们慢慢长大之后，你再对他们说不行，你不能做这个，你要上床睡觉了，不可以，他们慢慢的好像就变得似乎听不到你的声音似的，就把你有点隔绝在他们的世界之外了。所以当我们来寻求神的引导的时候，同样的我们也要很小心，不要把神关在外面，我们不要就是一直来隔绝神的声音，慢慢的我们可能就会认不出他的声音。羊为什么能认出牧羊人的声音呢？是因为羊一直和牧羊人很亲近的在一起，他知道听着这个声音，牧羊人会喂他，会带领他。但只有那一头羊，他就慢慢慢慢的离这个声音越来越远，越来越远，以至于陷入到有困难的境地当中。所以在我们人也一样，当我们来听神的声音的时候，我们要学会慢慢的听，认真的听，不要让这个声音离我们越来越远。
Just one more illustration. There was a woman in Taiwan. She was a music teacher. She was a lovely lady, and she wanted to come over to where we live. She said she wanted to get some rest and some peace, so she came over.And at first she came and she said, I don't know why I feel, you know, I don't feel that peace and rest. I said, let me tell you, you go home and every morning you get up and you pray. Just spend some time in prayer, read his word, And she did that for about a week and came back, her face shining. Oh, she said, I feel God now. You see, sometimes we push him so far away. We neglect him. We only call when we're in trouble. And then we can't feel him. Keep close to God.
所以啊，我想最后再给大家举一个例子，就是当我们在台湾的时候，有一个音乐老师，啊，他有一次就说想要来我们住的地方来啊待一会儿，因为他没有办法找到那种休息和平安。然后他来了以后，他就说我不知道为什么我就是找不到那种平静和安稳的感觉。然后我就对他说，你回家之后每天早上你都花时间来祷告，来读神的话。然后过了一周之后，我再见到他的时候，看到他的脸上都在发光，然后他也告诉我说，哦，我真能感觉到神。所以其实对我们也是一样的，当我们读经祷告的时候，我们就可以与神保持一个亲密的关系。很多时候我们都是把神推开，然后我们在生活中忽略他，只有真的遇到困难遇到问题的时候才来找他。但是很多时候离他越来越远的时候，我们就听不到神的声音了。所以我们需要和神保持一个很亲密的关系。
Mrs. Xu, are you here? Is there anybody has an experience you'd like to tell us about? We're more than happy to listen.
大家有什么想要分享的吗？
Where God has led you.
或者是神让你在这里和大家分享的一些话。
Well, if not, you go get your coffee. Get your tea.
五分钟喝喝咖啡吃的点心 ,OK?
Enjoy yourself until you have to come back and listen again.